evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Today is Wednesday, January 29th, 2014. We have a wonderful show planned for information about healings and some wonderful testimonials we've received, and we'll have just a wonderful show planned for you this evening. So thanks, everyone, for being here, and I know you'll be really happy that you tuned in. This next month of February, which is this Saturday, is the beginning of the intensive, the healing intensives for the month. February 1st will be the four-hour call. That's Saturday at 1 p.m. And then there's an eight-hour call on February 2nd. And then we skip a weekend, and the subsequent eight-hour calls are the 16th and the 23rd. There's more information about these on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. If you have not been to Ron's website, if you're a new listener, there's much information there. And I suggest you go see that and look things over. Also, the healing intensives are a chance to be healed by Creation Lightship beings and actually visit Creation Lightship for all of that time. The reason there's a break in the February schedule is that on February 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, Ron will be in Los Angeles at the LAX Hilton at a booth at the Conscious Life Expo. So if anyone can come to be there, it's a wonderful experience. Ron brings the light infusion chamber that you can go into and receive healing from Creation Light. You're also welcome, if you can't get there, to send Ron an email with your picture, and he'll put that picture up in the healing booth for you, and he'll talk more about that during the show. Before Ron comes on, you're all invited to find the picture of the Creation Lightship being that is on Ron's website. Again, it's creationlightship.com. Scroll down a little bit on the home page, and you'll see the beautiful light being. Click on that and open it up as large as you can, and then when Ron comes on the air, he'll activate that being with peace energy that we can enjoy throughout the whole show tonight. And now I'll welcome Ron onto the show. Hi, Ron.
Hi, everybody. So here we are again. So let's do the light being here. So here we go. Bring up the light being. Going to charge it up. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, just see how you're feeling. You should be pretty much in peace. If you're not in peace, I'll do it one more time. So here we go. For those of you who haven't found peace yet, so stronger, we'll drop you right into your heart center. Stronger, stronger, stronger. This is what your spirit helping you do this. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie dokie, and we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, I thought we could start out this evening talking about the orb clearing. And on another radio show, you generously gave away a free clearing to everyone. And so we're extending that offer again to listeners of this evening's show. And if you would like the link to a free orb clearing, please send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll send that link out to you after the show tonight. And Ron, could you maybe explain to people, I know we've talked about the orb clearing before, but if you want to just talk about it again and how you use this and what all the good things it'll do for us.
Yeah, quite a while ago, 2 years, 3 years, I'm not sure, but it's been a while. We discovered the jellyfish energy on top of people's heads with the tentacles coming down, and that was before the movie Avatar came out. And not to the movie Avatar sort of validated everything with what I was talking about. And these are the jellyfish has these tentacles coming down, and these little stingers attached to your cellular memory, your cells of your body, which contains your history or your her story, okay? So if you're a gal, a lady, a girl, a woman, it would be her story. And if you're a male, let's put it that way, then it's his story. So interesting how we have history and not her story in the books. But anyway, it gets your story, and the orbs kind of collect that data as little scouts looking around to see what they can find, maybe even poke you possibly. And from there, that's how they connect you maybe with your dream world and different things like this, because they have to figure out a way to enter into your energy system. So if you look at it slightly differently and you say, gee, why do I have skin? Well, to protect everything on the inside of you from the external situations that could happen to you. That should make sense for everybody. So when that gets penetrated, then what happens? Lo and behold, your energy system of your body gets compromised. And by doing so, then automatically you can have physical problems, illnesses, disease, infections, etc. So that's the whole process. And you need to have your energy system then sort of have a cleansing. And your body can do that for you just for, you know, physical things. But the invisible is much harder. So the orbs are what kind of attach to you to bring forth the information to the jellyfish. So they hand the information to the jellyfish. And since that critter sits on the top of your head, and there's probably more than one of them, automatically that's the link between you and the darkness energies of the aliens. So somehow that's the way it works. It's interesting how, you know, we have the octopus energy, which is ocean, you know, an ocean critter. And then we have, you know, the jellyfish, and I'm sure other things too. But they come from the ocean, so it's kind of strange there. Probably where they can't be seen by humans that often. And, you know, and we know all about the old mythologies of the octopus energy, you know, from pictures and, you know, things from sailors, and maybe even the squid energies of how these gigantic serpents would come and overtake their particular fishing boat or whatever it was, you know, when they're out in the ocean. So that's kind of scary that these big, gigantic things can do that and have done that. So, you know, you have to look at see what they're actually doing out there. But that's what the orbs are. So what we're going to do is a quick orb clearing. And I think we have colors on that for the orbs. And these colors are what we sort of relate to them as, so you can maybe select, I think, your different color. Is that correct? And we do have colors of orbs. Is that
we do, and it's the clock is defaults at 15 minutes. I don't know if you want to talk about that too. You should run through them all maybe one time. That's what I've been doing for 15 minutes.
Okay. Here we go. Let's pick. I'll have you pick one. And go ahead.
Blue.
Blue. Okay. Here we go. So one. Releasing this energy from you. Oh, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and there could be many of these, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Wow, and 1. I almost got my throat there. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Ugh. Next color. I'll do two more colors.
Yellow.
Yellow. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next color.
Black,
okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. We'll see how the comments are like on that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I was wondering if the blue orbs, you know, or any particular color are more, you know, energetic, and not in a good way, of course, for us, but are any of them more powerful to you, or are they all kind of equal power?
Yeah, they're all possibly equal. They all have their own job, we'll say, okay? So, unfortunately, that's kind of it. So, let's do that again here for everybody. Holy moly. So we did the blue.
Now someone on the... Oh, you're doing blue again? Okay.
I'm going to do blue again.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm kind of like joking here, you know. What's that song, Three Dog Night, Mother Told Me Not to Come? Jesus. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I've been running that clearing since you gave it to us on Monday, and I feel like it goes really well with the other three new healings you gave us, especially the mind fog one.
Uh-huh.
You know, I feel like I have some real mental clarity, kind of, so between doing that mind fog and these eliminating these orbs, which is the goal, right? I mean, that would make sense, wouldn't it, that these orbs are going to maybe block up our thinking and
try
to disconnect us. Yeah.
Yep, that's definitely true, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, we have, we have a question, it might be the same listener, actually, on the fast chat and in an email. You did say that these are for the person who requests them, right? Like, not to do it for a whole lot of people in your life, the orb clearing.
Right. You just do it for yourself.
Right. Now, if you're married or you have kids, you only have to ask for the thing once. You don't have to get a link for each person, right, Ron?
No, that's correct, yeah.
Right. Now, just to be clear, because this was in an email, there have been other healings you've given where it's okay to do that. It's only if you specifically say only do it for yourself that we have to be concerned about that, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Right, because the person was concerned, oh, dear, I think I did the abandonment clearing, you know, for other people and in the past, but I don't believe you put that parameter on all the clearings.
No.
Okay, good. So I hope that clears that up for that listener. Okay, Ron. Well, I must still have had some orbs around me because I feel very good. We have quite a few requests for the clearing, and I promise to send them out right after the show tonight. I can't really do it while I'm also talking to Ron, but we'll do it soon. And let's see. Just a reminder, on creationlightship.com, Ron has a lot of free sample healing, and there are three new ones. We have been talking about them a lot on the radio shows, but if you're just listening or haven't listened in a while, you want to go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and the top left it says free sample healings, and there's a drop-down. And all of those are really wonderful. So now let me go back to the emails. We have so many emails here, and a couple of really nice testimonials, Ron, that I wanted to read tonight. Okay, here we go. Okay, someone wrote a nice list of all of the basic and really essential things. She hasn't been listening too long to the radio shows, but she has been listening. And I'm sure she's also done some healings. So she wrote out that all the things that you have told all of us to do, and wrote it out in a nice list, and I thought maybe I could share that with everybody. It's really beautifully written, and she wants to know if she left anything out, Ron. So let's try to listen. I'll read her her email, okay? Heal me on all energy levels, all lives, past, present, and future. I command my spirit to drop my thoughts into my heart. I command my spirit to shrink wrap my body. I command my spirit to outwardly close my chakras and spin inward. Ooh, I don't know if I knew that one. I command my spirit to receive healing from Creation Lightship. I command my spirit to be on the Creation Lightship Now timeline of light, and only the Creation Lightship Now timeline of light. I now increase my life force energy, and of course, repeat that one. And then she also said that a friend of hers suggested using 100 beads on a string to keep you going while you're driving, and saying, I now increase my life force energy, or doing whatever. And I haven't heard that one before either, Ron. Would that be a good idea?
Well, the beads might bring in another energy, okay? So you may want to be a little cautious on that. You need to be in the moment, just asking your spirit to do something in the future, it won't get done. Okay, so you need to do
right.
The clearings in the moment. That's the way that works. So as far as doing like a blanket healing on you, your spirit can't do that because it wouldn't know where to look. So part of the information is great, and some of it may not work. Okay, so remember, you need to be in the moment with your clearings. As far as
right.
I would be a little leery of that because different religions can use beads, and you might be attracting entities to you, okay, who are used to using beads, and they could come into you as you're counting your beads. So I would just keep it as simple as possible.
Right. I understand the energy behind that thought, though, because sometimes I'll say to myself, I'm going to just keep saying, I now increase my life force energy, and then I get distracted and I stop. But I think the danger could also be, Ron, that if you started to be too rote about it, you'd actually be using mind energy.
Yes,
and counting,
that's
right?
Another way of looking at it, too, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you want to have done when you're working with the light ship, your spirit will not go to the light ship. It cannot go there because you have all the light with you that, you know, you brought into this incarnation. And so that's why we have ascension, to reclaim everything out there.
Right.
That's the way I would kind of look at it. Just do stuff that's very simple, very easy. You know, you don't want to make a lot of rituals and things out of the clearings because, in fact, if people, I have seen this when we go to the expos, I'll have people start to do some of their mantras. They're listening to the emotional release clearings that we have on the monitors, and they'll start to do their regular modalities, which I tell them not to do, and that invalidates the clearing. Why? Because they're in mind energy doing something. So even though they're listening to what I am telling them to do or walking them through the clearings, once they start another modality, which is mind energy taking over, whatever I'm doing for them is not going to work. So that's where you want to be, is strictly in the moment with your clearings. So back to you, Anne.
Right. And then, you know, I left the beginning of that email for the end, because this listener starts out with, creation lightship, I request healing, and heal me on all energy levels.
Yeah, you're not even talking to the lightship.
Right.
All you're doing is connecting with your spirit.
Right.
The lightship does not exist at all for any spirit that's on this planet, okay? When I take people there, that's a gift. But other than that, your spirit cannot connect to it, because it will have densities in it, just like your physical body will. And it would be terminated.
Right.
So we got to make that clear. So I have had people say, well, I'm going to go to the light ship. Well, you're not going to the light ship that we're talking about on these programs. You may be going to the light of the darkness light ship, okay? Because they will recreate everything that's a copy of the light. You have to be very careful in what you're doing and not let your mind go sideways with the particular clearings that we're doing here, and try to maybe improve on it or do something differently, because it'll only be the light of the darkness working with you. And you normally do not have any physical validation, like the warm and fuzzy feeling or the feeling of warmth or whatever. You may have tingles as the energy comes into you, but you're not going to have something where you're going to jump up and down and say, oh, boy, man, that's great, wonderful, I really love this. It doesn't happen, because you're filled with peace. And when you get filled with peace, then you automatically know, by listening to all of our programs, that peace takes away mind energy, thought. So you have nothing to relate to. You're just going to feel calm and peaceful without any thought. So that's kind of what we're talking about here, is source energy is peace. And peace has no vocabulary or words involved with peace. It's just peace. So you can't analyze it with your mind, because then you're in darkness using words to attempt to figure out what's happening, and your body is not going to feel that warm and fuzzy feeling as you have a clearing. It may feel maybe a little more uplifted, or feel like the weight's been taken off of you. But as far as, you know, you jumping up and down, saying how great it was, that probably will not happen. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. So I would just add to that listener that sent that email, and thank you so much, listener, it's so helpful, that the very first thing you want to do, even before you say, I command my spirit to drop my thoughts into my heart center, you want to command your spirit to be fully in your body. I always say all the way down to the tips of my toes. And you're really commanding your spirit to be with you and heal you, and you don't want to be talking to Creation Lightship.
Yeah, and you couldn't talk to Creation Lightship. That would be an impossibility.
Right, right. And even though, you know, we do connect to the light beings when we do healings, we can't just call on the lightship on our own, right?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It does not exist.
All right.
Because it's everywhere and nowhere, and you have no access code to connect to it. That's why the clearings are on the website, so you can have your spirit energized to use the light beings to work the clearings through the light being and your spirit. If your spirit was not with you in your body, the clearings that we have on the website would not work for you. Okay? So remember, your spirit is your conduit. That's your light. And so light is attracted to light. That's the way it works. And light knows light. And it takes away the darkness. And at that point, if some darkness energy, a thought, got stored inside of your cell, memory someplace, which made it no longer light, and that was cleared away from you, now your spirit can re-enter you with the spirit infusion into that location. That's the way it works. So if we need to talk more about this, if somebody isn't getting it 100%, maybe you're only getting it 90%, please send a question to CLS Questions. We could do a whole show on this here. Because
right.
You need to know what the actual truth is of how the lightship is doing healings and working for you. and not to assume anything. But if you notice, all the clearings are very, very, very simple. All you do is, you know, at least from your end it is. All you do is click a button, nothing for you to do. You can even be sleeping. As long as, you know, you have the clearing up and you say don't have to, you know, click some buttons to change something, you know, the clearing works perfectly and it will work until it's done. And you don't have to really even be involved with it. You may want to put your picture up alongside of your computer, but as far as you trying to grab onto something or do something or, you know, figure something out, no, none of that is even needed. That's why, you know, we have absentee healings too, which you can do for, you know, your maybe family members or loved ones or anybody, you know, as long as you get the clearing, you know, in their name and go, you know, start the clearing for them. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, and really all the questions are so helpful and help Ron come up with more things to talk about, and so we really appreciate that. Okay, we had a request for some healings, Ron, a couple of sample clearings from people. One is tired.
Oh, being tired.
Yeah, could we do a clearing for someone? Maybe they feel chronically tired.
Yeah, I'll do some oxygen.
Okay.
Here we go, everybody. So bring in the oxygen. We'll do that for you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So just got an email from somebody here, and a very, very good question. So they're curious. They have very little time, and they would like to do more than one clearing. Maybe they're doing whole lifetime clearings or something like that, or just two different clearings, and they want to know if they could do them at the same time. So the answer to that is very possibly yes. Okay. As long as your body can handle the energy, because remember, you're taking stuff away from you, and then your body has to come back and seek its own balance to reintegrate its own life force. So as long as your body can handle it, and you won't know. So one clearing is always safe. If you do two, a lot of people have done two simultaneously of different types of clearings, and that would be okay. The only thing that could possibly be a slight problem is that, let's just say that you're doing an emotional clearing, which is what your number one clearing would be, that you start off with, and you say, I want to do the mental clearing too. Well, at the same time, well, it's very possible that maybe you have an issue of emotions, and you don't know that because you're clearing the mental away also. And so you think that both are done, and they very well could be completed, but you may want to go a little bit deeper, but you won't know it. If you just do one clearing at a time, you're going to be able to feel the energies leave you and get reintegrated. And so you may, say, want to do a seven-generational emotional clearing, but you won't know that because the other clearing will be doing other things to you, and you won't be able to focus completely on that one clearing. So as far as doing two, yes, you can do two. You know, just take note of what's happening. And, you know, if you have we'll say you're going to college, right, and you got a final exam tomorrow or something, and you're doing clearings tonight, you could be extra tired tomorrow because your body has not integrated the energy yet. So you want to notice that, too, and take note of that. You may just feel great and wonderful. even better than before. But you could also be, you know, tired for a day or two, which is not the clearing. It's just the stuff is out of you, all this garbage, and your body has to reintegrate to seek balance. So that's the way the clearings work. You can do, you know, more than one at one time, but I would not do over two. But you could do two different clearings, so that would be correct on that, if you want to do that. But always take note of, you know, how your body is feeling, because your body is going to go through its own process of healing, and you have no control of that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Could we keep doing a couple of other requests for healing samples?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, I love doing healing samples for people.
Okay, this is an interesting one. Focus?
Focus. Well, let's do the sample of the mind fog clearing.
Okay.
That would definitely help focus. So this is the alien mind fog. It's a free clearing. If you're brand new, just got put up maybe a week ago. So just go to the drop-down box on the left side of the website, creationlightship.com, kind of near the top, it'll say free sample healings. And I think it's probably the last one on the list. So this will be what that healing would be, so to speak. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm getting a little dizzy. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, just see how you're doing, everybody. Might want to stand up and just see if you're a little bit lightheaded, you know. And then if you are, then let me know and I'll do a couple more. Maybe we can balance you out. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, and we have a testimonial about the fog clearing, mind fog. Hi, Ron, did the mind fog clearing a few days ago? Doing it again today, right now? Great, everything is clear, no worries. Thank you so much. So it'll be interesting to see if people feel like they need a little more clearing. I found, like this listener, that I felt very clear-headed from these clearings. So we'll see. okay, I have so many requests for the orb clearing, which I'm thrilled about, and I will get all of those out, that I'm just losing track of my questions and healing calls. The other request, Ron, for a sample is interesting. Cold.
Okay. Is that being physically cold?
Probably. I think that, you know, most of the country people are still quite cold.
Yeah.
So is there a way to do a healing for that? Probably keeping your spirit in your body is the best thing, right, to keep you warm?
I'll do a clearing here. Let me see here. Let me get the date out here so I can get accurate here. So today is the 29th. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday, I believe on the 27th, yes, the 27th, Monday, and that would be the, January 27th, 2014, the Earth spirit was being pulled into darkness. planet, we'll just say, okay, the planet was being pulled into darkness. And this has been happening a long time here. And so what I had to do was to bring it back into light. So if you can go back that far, I can't remember too much. I can tell you what happened. It ended, I started at about 6 in the morning, my time, California time, Pacific time, and I finished about 9 o'clock. So at 9 o'clock, we'll say the Earth's energy was into light again. That would be in the morning, 9 a.m. So what happened previously on those days, maybe Sunday, Saturday, going back, if you felt like you're having a emotional upset, whatever that would mean to you, just emotional stuff going on in your life, and you didn't feel too centered and you got angry quickly or just couldn't function, being dysfunctional, well, that was the reason, because the Earth spirit was being pulled in, the Earth spirit and the Earth was being pulled into darkness. And so I popped it back in. And instantly, all of a sudden, the negative energy, the heaviness, was released. And so if you're back east, that was about noon on Monday. Right now, it's about 2% off, which is kind of unusual. So I'm going to bring that back right now. So here we go. Start shoving it back. So I'll count to 100. And you're going to feel it... come into 1%, then I'll do it again. So we have a little bit of time here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Did I do 90?
I think so, Ron.
Okay, so 100. So right now we're at 1% in darkness. For myself, my body's heating up now. And here we go again to get it into a light again. And here we go. And it could also even be a copy and paste of a hologram that's really connecting to the Earth, too, bringing it out also. You know, that's another possibility. But regardless of whatever it is, if I'm using the wrong words or information, we'll say, it's still is happening. So whatever it is, we're bringing it back into wholeness. So here we go. Coming back into light completely now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. I'm feeling pretty solid now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So you people should feel, you know, like you're here. Like you got your act together. Another word I could use, but I won't. You should feel solid. I won't say grounded, but like aware. You should have a really good awareness right now. So we'll see what happens here. I guess the question would be, how can the darkness do that? Well, you know, they don't have any rules or regulations, so they can do whatever they choose to. How and why? No, I don't have an answer for that. Like that thing, you know, stuff happens, you know. So back to you, Ann. And also, to go along with the mind fog, you may want to get those connectors off the top of your head. That's another free clearing. And that's still in the same drop-down box area. And also do the satellite one that connects to those. So all those three probably are kind of, you know, working together. And that probably also is working with the holographic one. So all these clearings kind of all dovetail now. And I think we finally got the good niche here as you look at those and really understand how they're working and what they're doing as you experience doing it. You're going to say, yeah, I need this clearing here. They got me over here. You know, and you can get yourself back into wholeness. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, I just have that list open now of all the clearings and that are free. They're just wonderful, and I really see that. And you said when you were talking about the Earth spirit or the planet possibly being pulled into a holographic reality, and that's one of the clearings, alien holographic reality. And I know I've said this on the show before, but when I used to work with a New Age healer, one of the things he predicted, I guess, was a new Earth was coming. And so I think a lot of people believe in that and maybe work towards creating that, so it's a really good thing to stay away from. So the clearing the holographic reality is a really good idea for everybody to keep working on that so we don't get sucked into darkness somehow. Also, Ron, I'm just curious, do you, as a light being, check in often with this Earth spirit? Are you always connected? Do you get some kind of signal that something was wrong? For instance, when Sunday, some darkness was after the Earth spirit, how did you become aware of that? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. Sometimes I have the information come to me, but not too often. It's only when I check. Remember, nothing in light has a vocabulary, and nothing of light communicates typically that way. So for myself, I have to look and then analyze. And that's kind of the way it works, you know. And if I don't get my own clues, things can go on for a long time having troubles and problems until I figure out what it is, or it kind of dawns on me in a sense. But as far as, being notified, like we'll just say by an email, you know, from the Earth spirit, in a sense, no, it doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, one of my things that I loved doing a long time ago was freeing dragons out of volcanoes that were here by the darkness. That was quite something. And in fact, I'll bring in the dragon energies. So here we go, everybody. I'll bring them right into your room here so you can actually feel the dragon energies. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So there are some dragons out there that may not be, maybe just darkness ones. There's not too many of them. Maybe they were conjured up and copied. But the dragons that I'm used to using and dealing with, they're of light. And they will show up in clouds in the battles. So you're going to see dragons in the skies. I haven't seen dragons for a while yet. Years ago, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago, when I was taking a lot of stuff out of here, doing some clearing, I actually had some almost like life-size looking dragons that stood around for about 5 minutes in the clouds. And it had big ones and small ones, and I just thought it'd be a normal situation, and I should have took pictures, but I never did. You know, that was in a lot of changes was going on. But anyway, the dragons are very, very, it's very friendly. You know, they feel great. So anyway, it's unfortunate that they have movies where they have dragon slayers. You know, because they're getting all different types of ones that probably should not be, captured, you know. But anyway, we'll change the subject here. I don't want to get too negative here. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Thank you for that. So someone did say, when you did the mind fog one, I believe, earlier, the sample, that they're sitting down and they're dizzy. So I hope that listener is feeling better now. You know, other people are saying that they feel kind of alert from it, you know, and awake.
Yeah, what I Yeah, just go on and do the clearing then, you know.
Right, just right, run the whole thing.
Yeah, just run the whole
thing. For yourself if you're not.
Yep.
I know someone's saying, yes, Sunday I felt heavy and very emotional. Someone else said I felt heavy Friday through Sunday.
Yeah, very possible.
Someone else said I couldn't get out of bed Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, boy, yeah. So Monday at 9 my time, noon Eastern, is when the Earth and the Earth Spirit got put back into light again. And it was just taken out this morning. So I kind of did a little bit of work and waited for the show to do the rest of it here. Anyway, the question would be, like I said, you know, why can they do that? How can they do that? Why is it happening so soon, you know, in a quick interval like they did? I have no clue. But, you know, the light's going after these energies now, so that's what's happening.
Do any of the, you know, battle people, the special forces or anything kind of protect the Earth Spirit in a general way?
No, it's at a whole different frequency.
Okay.
All they can do is deal with the aliens that are invading the planet. As far as the darkness doing stuff, it's much like, can the super soldiers, the freedom fighters, the super soldiers, can they evade psychic attacks? We'll say that. Well, maybe not, you see. So it's out of their, they don't really have a way to defend themselves on it. I imagine that they're not getting too much of that. But, that's an energetic thing, like what the darkness is doing to, you know, change the earth energy around. So, you know, they can't really help it. All they can do is work with what's in their dimensional area, if you want to use that term, I use that term loosely, but that's the way we could talk about it. So where they see the aliens coming in, because we cannot physically see them, we'll just say it's a different dimension, and that's what they're dealing with. I would imagine if we had special glasses on in all of our senses tuned, we could probably see everything at one time, and that would probably make you wish you were never here, ever, once you started seeing some of these human-eating aliens munching on people and how awful they look and everything else, and they would make anybody probably wilt once you saw some of those things. So anyway, I want to keep it a positive show here. As I'm talking, I'm seeing what I've battled and some of these things, you wouldn't want to show it to your mother, you know. So back to you, Anne.
Well, and also back to the New Age teachings. One of the things I always heard is work to open your third eye. And I know from before, you know, you have explained this to us, Ron. Like, why would you want to do that? Because it's not pretty.
Yeah.
And they make it like, it's a goal that, you know, a really good goal to make you, I don't know, more enlightened or more spiritual, to open your third eye.
I would say keep
a bad idea.
You want to keep that sucker closed, you know. Catch on, you know, I don't want to go seeing things, you know. So it's just too much. If I didn't work in the moment, and if I didn't hang on to what I've seen in the past, oh man, I'd be a basket case. So, you know, all I deal with is basic traumas and anxieties and just stuff fear and, I'll stop there. it's just awful what I have seen, but I don't want to get into that. So.
Right, right. Well. We appreciate you, Ron, because you're here. You're buffering all of us, so we don't have to see it and deal with it.
Well, I think we have. Yeah, in fact, we have the 4-hour call coming up again this weekend here. So we're starting our healing marathon here. Get rid of the critters and aliens and stuff. So that'll be this coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Sunday intensives coming. I'll just see what I can pull out of the hat, maybe for another type of clearing for people. I'll find out what I can, what seems to work, give a little bonus out there for people. So let's, in fact, a lot of people love the abandonment clearing that we did, maybe, I think 2 months ago. I gave that one away for people. And, cause we're doing, but I gave it away on the special call. I think that was on New Year's, wasn't it? Didn't I give that away on New Year's, the abandonment
one? I think it might be, Ron, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So and I don't think you gave an end date on that, or did you?
Well, once you run it through one time or so, it's fine. It's a whole lifetime one. So one time is sufficient. So typically 15 minutes and you're done. But you could, if you saw another issue come forward, the healing will work for a month for you.
Right.
So, if you saw something else that you may want to clear, but that's why we have the unlimited version, so you can go in there and just keep on it all the time with other issues.
Right.
So, let's see. We got 5 minutes to go here. What can we do, Anne? Anybody have any suggestions out there on the fast chat or TLS questions?
Well, I just want to say that there are emails I didn't get to, but we'll get to them on the next show. That people are making a couple of comments about some cultural things that are coming up, and I think those would be good things perhaps to clear on the Friday show for, paranormal, sounds like sci-fi Friday night.
Okay.
Someone is suggesting that, and maybe this would be a good thing to talk about, Ron, the cellular nano detox clearing.
Okay.
Kind of in conjunction with all of that. Is that something that perhaps you could give us a sample of on the show tonight, or talk about it a bit?
Yeah, I can do a sample. So what it is, the nano clearing is for stuff that's typically dormant in you right now from this lifetime, came in through the air and stuck inside of you somehow. Through different holograms. It could have been going off on other timelines. Maybe you went off on a timeline and had a shot, an injection of something, And then probably more so, it would be from your ancestors, what they've experienced. So you have this stuff floating around inside of you. How you got it makes no difference. Is it being activated? That's the whole thing, you see. And these things now are being activated. So here we go. Let's change the energies here and see if we can help you out with something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So what I think, I'm going out on a limb here, and I don't mean to offend anybody at all, but I think the gay and lesbian movement is probably nano stuff coming into the people's bodies. That's what I think has happened maybe from the 70s on, and it maybe wasn't being activated or dropped in to our atmosphere here, we'll say, before that. So that's what I think has happened to the humanity here, is that energy is a foreign energy that's coming into people. So that's you might want to look at that. If I offended you, I'm sorry, but it is, part of your genetics now, so that's okay. I've nothing against, gays or lesbians at all. But that's why humanity is changing so much right now, because I think the nanotechnologies is taking over people. So, back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Wow. Thank you. Well, we're getting very close to the end of the show. So I was just thinking that perhaps we could, I really enjoy when you put our spirits in back in our bodies more fully. And it kind of relates back to one of our early emails that we read on the show. When you put our spirits into our feet and out again, and so then maybe everyone can end the show tonight feeling, no, not feeling, having their spirits really fully with them.
Okay, here we go. So we're going to take you out and put you in again through your feet. Remember, your spirit is so used to leaving your body, it doesn't want to go down below your waist, probably because it's afraid that it'll get stuck here. But then you have feet problems and problems with your legs. So remember, your spirit needs to be with you to heal you. Here we go. So, I mean, out and in. Just kind of picture your spirit coming out of maybe the top of your head if you want, making it real simple, and coming in through your feet and coming back up and in and out. So we'll just say in and out, 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 in and out. You should start to feel a little heavier. In and out, 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 and in. Okay. Make sure that you're moving some stuff around here. So we're going to move your spirit so it's facing forward. Very few people are in their body correctly. So here we go, moving you around so that you're going to be looking out of your eyes with your spirit. And your eyes should get actually much, much brighter. There we go. There. Now you're all perfect. Okay, Ann, looks like our show's ending.
Right, and so, thank you, BBS, for giving us a few extra minutes at the tail end here. And our next radio show will be Friday at 7 p.m. on BBS Radio. Saturday begins the Healing Intensives at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And then all day Sunday starting at 10 a.m. Any other announcements, Ron? Do you want to mention the upcoming conference?
Conscious Life Expo will be coming up very soon here. And it's going to be on the 8th. So say a week and a half away here, 7th and 8th. So of next month. So hope to see you there from in Los Angeles, everybody. Booth number 204. Thank you. See you later.
Bye, everyone. All.